Now recording. Round 3/4. Right speed. Right.
All right. Check every switch and then.
Yeah, it's dead in there, I see.
Can't get on.
Also, the carrying of that recorder was beginning to really affect me.
Well, yeah. The heavy things.
Very.
I'm very pleased with this recorder, actually.
Glad, I'm so glad. Yes, I hear it's a very good one. So completely free of sound, you know, I can't get over there.
It's very, very quiet.
Because yes. I've got used to noise, I suppose.
What is yours?
El Pico, it's an Italian make, and I'm afraid it's often going wrong at the moment. I hear Philips has got a very nice little one out called the Stella.
That's right. This is the Stella.
Oh, is it really?
Yes.
Oh, I thought that was an Elizabethan.
No, Stella. They've also got a little portable
one. Yes, that's the one I meant. Yeah. Oh, batteries, have they?
You can either plug it into electricity or run it off the battery.
Oh.
It plays for an hour each side.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's ideal, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's an advance, you know. I've been trying to find that for a long time.
It's just under £40.
Yes.
It's all right if you've got £40.
Yes, it's rather exciting. Well, it's mine was much under there, you see.
Mm.
I didn't expect to find London as cold as by the coast, but it is, you know, today it's...
Fed up with this cold weather, really.
Well, I am, absolutely. You see, we're fighting a northeast wind for weeks on the coast.
Mrs. Conacher.
Oh, hello, Mickey.
Nice to see you.
Oh, it's nice to hear you.
Your people are all around you.
Well, that's very nice to know that.
Have you got all sorts of questions to ask them today?
Well, I have just thought of one or two I might ask.
Hello, my dear.
Oh, hello, darling.
What are the questions? Such as what?
Oh, dear. I wanted to think about them first. Well, let me see now. The American astronaut, you know, who went around the Earth 3 times recently in a spaceship. Well, he said the strangest thing he encountered were some tiny specks of brilliant light that looked like fireflies in the black sky. Could you throw any light on that mystery?
Well, I can't. I wish I could. It's rather disappointing, but I really don't know what they would be. I might be able to find out, of course.
Yes, there were thousands and thousands of them all passing in front of the window of his capsule.
I really don't know.
They wouldn't be spirit entities.
No, I should very much doubt it. In fact, I'm almost certain they wouldn't be. It's quite feasible that they're just fragments that have come off other spheres that are held in space. I should say this is the correct answer, but I can't swear to it, but I can find out. But I should imagine that there must be millions of fragments that come off other planets that are kept in space and possibly will go on for thousands of years until they disintegrate. And that possibly eventually they may even fall. But really, I don't know the answer, but I would almost swear to it that I'm right, that they are just fragments from other planets. Minute fragments. Of course, mind you, when we talk about minute fragments, they may seem minute fragments to the human eye because of the distance possibly involved, but they may be quite large, several miles across, you see.
But it's very interesting to know now that America and Russia are going to get together in space research.
That is a wonderful
story. Yes, you spoke about that last time, you remember.
And I do think there's going to be more cooperation. I think that all nations are sick to death of this arms race, particularly the major nations. I think they all realize the futility of it. And the only difference is the political one, and I see no reason why that can't be bridged. I think that in the next year or so there will be some very vast changes, and I feel sure that we should see a much happier and brighter time ahead, you know.
Yes, that's lovely.
And I think that pooling scientific knowledge is going to be a great asset. And, of course, it will open the way for much more knowledge in regard to things of the spiritual nature of man, you see.
Yes. What do you think will be the effect when we are in scientific contact with your world?
Well, of course, I think for one thing it will completely break down all the barriers between religious bodies. It will certainly make the majority of people think very differently. It may take time with some groups of peoples, obviously, but it will at least affirm the knowledge or realization of a spiritual world and the possibilities of contact and communication with it. I think it's going to break down a lot of these narrow, creedal, bigoted ideas.
Yes.
It's going to open up tremendous vistas for research, spiritually, apart from scientifically.
Yes, of course.
Oh, I think it's going to be most exciting.
Yes.
I shall be tremendously interested from this side to know all that's going on. I shall keep very much in touch, and I shall be only too happy to augment any knowledge that you may have by my own knowledge and experience and things that I've learned myself. It's going to be very exciting.
Very exciting. Do you think then we shall have a new code of ethics? I mean, do you think that
eventually
high spirits will come and talk to us?
Eventually, yes. But of course, so much has yet to be done. The spade, you might say, has only just been struck into the earth, as it were.
Yes, I can see that point. Yes. Well, darling, what is your environment at the moment? Can you tell me something about your immediate surroundings?
My immediate surroundings are one of perfect bliss, as far as I'm concerned, perfect happiness.
Lovely.
But of course, I'm very conscious of the fact that my world, that world which I inhabit and which I know of, is in itself but one of untold numbers of worlds. And obviously, when I've assimilated or accumulated all the experience and the knowledge, in other words, when I've taken from it all that it can give, and in consequence I have progressed further, I shall then enter into a newer and a different world, newer to me. And it will obviously be one of a higher nature. But, you see, change is something which is very subtle, very slow with us. As we change, as we assimilate knowledge and experience, so we become conscious of other worlds, worlds and other possibilities in those worlds, and of course who become conscious of souls from those worlds, who when they realize we are ready, they can reach us. In other words, we make it possible for them to reach us exactly the same, of course, as people on your side
yes.
make it possible for us to reach you. That is why I think I've said before that in a way it is rather pointless trying to convince someone of this truth until they're ready for it. Because until a person is ready, they cannot assimilate it, they cannot understand it, they cannot appreciate it, and they cannot accept it. I mean, there are so many people in your world who say, oh, it's a lot of nonsense, I don't believe in all that rubbish, and so on and so on. Obviously, they are so materialistically minded, or if they're not materialistically minded, they are so blinded in themselves, their minds are so closed, they just cannot accept it, because they're so cluttered up, their mind, with orthodox or sort of ideas and beliefs which prohibit. In other
yes.
words,
well, they don't want to get out of their little rut, really, they do. They feel
content.
Safe, I expect.
They're quite content and they're quite happy in it. And
yes.
it is, in a sense, a fool's paradise, because, quite frankly, they have this sort of realization, such as it is, that providing they believe in certain things, then automatically they become, as it were, saved.
Mm-hmm.
Which, really, if they really sat down and analyzed it critically, analytically, they'd realize it just didn't make sense. Because obviously, if you're going to make any progress at all, you have got to make some effort. You cannot expect it to be done for you, neither would it be right, just, or sensible to expect someone else to do it. In other words, a person may point the way, and Christ is a shining example of one who showed the path, pointed the way, as indeed of other teachers and prophets and great souls, and they're all showing the path. But it still depends. The person has got to make the effort to tread that path. They've got to do something about it. It's no good just sort of saying, I believe so and so, and I'll do the best I can sort of thing, but I know at the end of the road everything's going to be all right because I believed. Believing in something is no good at all. It's no better than the Indian believing in his totem pole, or the African in the jungle believing in his witch doctor, or some cures that he may have discovered or thinks he's discovered. The whole thing is that you've just got to experience, you've got to make the effort, you've got to probe, you've got to dig, knock and it shall be open unto you. You just cannot become saved automatically because you believe in something.
No, I should think that's passing now, darling.
I think it is passing to a great degree with the younger people, but it's an extraordinary thing, the number of very intelligent people who do throw themselves completely on the church and accept blindly without even analyzing it.
Yes.
To me, that is an extraordinary and appalling thing, really. Although possibly, as I look back on my own life and my own experience, I shouldn't think like that, but...
Oh, but you were always a deep thinker and a great reader, weren't you?
Yes, it's true. I was a great thinker and I was a great reader. But
yes.
at the same time, I did accept certain things I questioned.
Yes. Well, I'm very glad I did some reading before I came into this. You see, I had read several of Arthur Finlay's books and Maurice Barbanel's.
Yes.
And so I'm able to accept it scientifically, I think.
I have come to the conclusion that an individual, no matter who that individual is, will not get from this subject, this truth, this realization, call it what you will, any more than what they are prepared to put into it. In other words, if the person is sincere, really sincere, and they make a real effort to contact the highest and the best, and they go about it in the right sensible manner, because we don't ask you to accept anything willy-nilly, we don't ask you to be foolish about it, we ask you to be sensible. In fact, in the Bible it says, test the spirits and see if they be of God. The whole point is that you've just got to come into this intelligently, and we have no objection. Why should we? For a person being critical or analytical, it's because it will stand analysis, it will stand criticism. We know that truth cannot in any way be affected by the individual searching in the right sense. We know that the only way to find truth is to search for it and not to be afraid.
Yes.
You see, so many people are so afraid in your world. they have this sort of almost superstition, if you like, that it's so-called wrong to disturb the dead, which is so silly because we can't be disturbed, obviously. And we can come if we wish to come, and we can stay away if we wish to stay away. No one can call us up. Yeah. So silly when people say, oh, I don't think it's right, even if it's possible to call up the dead. But it's so silly.
Yes. Well, it's also natural, actually, if people would accept it that way, isn't it?
Only people realise that this truth is natural law.
Yes.
It is natural law in operation, and no one can deflect it or alter it. No one can, even if they want to, change it.
But there are a great many very serious people today, you know, over this subject. I hope sometime I'll have my own circle.
Well, I would like that very,
very
much.
But it will take time, of course.
I would like that very, very much indeed. And I'm hoping and praying it may not be so far distant when that will become a reality. I see no reason why you shouldn't, you know.
But of course I'm not a medium. Would it be all right without my being a medium?
You're not a medium in the accepted sense, it's true. But you're a downside more of me than many people who profess to be.
Yeah. Well, that's an interesting point. Well, you know, dear, I think you would be miles further ahead than me, but still, perhaps you'll come down to the lowest sphere and have a peep at me sometimes, will you?
Firstly, my dear, let me tell you that you are not on a low sphere. The mere fact that you have this tremendous, sincere and genuine interest, more than interest, devotion to this truth, to find out all that you can, to be of service, the desire that you have to really be of service in the truest possible sense, in itself lifts you far above the ordinary mundane and material type and condition. Actually, you are, through my instrumentality, partly at least, very much progressed.
Yeah.
You may not be conscious of it. When I talk about being progressed, I mean that because you have made every effort to meet me, as it were, halfway, I've been able to reach you, and I am able to help you and constantly help you day by day. And during your sleep stage, you come here, spend a lot of time.
Oh, I meant to ask you about that, my dear. What have we been doing? Anything interesting lately?
Yes, you've been to many lectures.
Yeah,
listened to great souls who've been able to impart a great inner peace and a great inner knowledge to you. You may not always find it apparent during your waking moments, but the point is it's there within you, and it's given you an inner realization of which, though you may not be conscious during your waking, ordinary, mundane life, it's there, and it will very much come to the force and be a great help to you when you come here.
I see, yes. I suppose I should remember it all then.
Yes.
Oh, I see,
and,
yes.
Of course, you've listened to great music here. As I've often said, we have great, great music, wonderful music.
Yes.
And there's such harmony and such peace and such colour such beauty, and you have done a great deal more than you realise.
Oh, well, I'm glad I'm doing a little at night.
You don't want to feel you're cut off, because you're not.
Yeah, I see. Oh, well, that's very nice to know that, darling.
I'm hoping eventually, of course, that you will be able to do something about the publication of our book.
Yes.
I was going to say books.
Well, I was going to ask you, dear, I've got such masses now. I think, would it be better to have just one for direct voice, which is the strongest link, isn't it?
You mean one book devoted to the
yes.
voice? I think it might be a very good idea.
I feel that I was going to have it, you know, as the climax and so on. But, you know, people don't like large books today, and anyway, I don't think they buy them if they're more than 12 and 6, really.
I suppose you can't.
I don't myself, anyway.
I think it might be a good idea to specialise on the voice first. The rest will come, but I think, in any case, I don't expect this immediately. I don't think it's practical or possible. But it will come, and it will be published, I've no doubt about that. And, of course, you've got a lot of work to do
oh,
yet.
Oh, yes. I think I'll go and see Mr. Maurice Barbanel. You see, it was through him, really, I came into this,
yes.
And he might be able to advise me. And well, I think he'd love to hear one or two of these tapes of you.
Well, you could try.
Would that be all right?
I see no reason why you shouldn't, if that's what you feel is a good thing to do. I wouldn't know so much the people to go to.
Well, of course, there's Arthur Finlay, but he's a long way off. You remember, you wrote several letters to him before you passed
yes,
over.
Yes, I do.
Yes, he's a wonderful person.
I remember, what was that book you wrote?
The Unfolding... Oh, that one, yes.
The Unfolding Universe.
Well, that's the one Con and I like so much.
Yes.
By the way, Con asked me particularly to ask you if you have met her brother Bertram, the clergyman, lately.
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Well, she wants her love conveyed
of
to
course,
him. She's been so ill, poor old Con.
I know that he's been there a lot recently because of that illness particularly.
Yes.
And she certainly seems... ...to have made some improvement, and I know that he's in constant contact with her, trying to help her.
Oh, I'm so glad. She's devoted to Bertram.
I know she is. She's a good soul.
She's been terribly ill.
But you know, the number of people that I've met over here who've changed their... Well, obviously, they couldn't but help change their views, but really have become different people. You would hardly recognise them in some senses.
Yes.
I suppose it's all very natural. Why shouldn't we? After all, it'd be pretty grim if we all remained much the same, wouldn't it?
It would, certainly.
There's such a need for improvement in all of us, even the best of us.
Yes.
You know, you look so well. I'm so glad for your sake that you do.
Really? Well, I haven't been feeling it because I've been fighting northeasterly winds for weeks. The weather here is so awful.
Yes, well, that well may be, my dear, but I think that physically you're very fit.
Oh, I'm all right.
I don't think there's anything organically seriously wrong with you. It looks as if you could be there another 20 years.
Oh, dear, what an awful thought.
Oh, I don't know. look at the good you can do in those years.
Oh, yes. Are you standing up, dear, or are you sitting to talk to me?
I don't quite know. Well, my voice sounds, but I'm right beside you.
Oh, yes, it sounds as if you're very, very near.
Does
yes,
it?
Yes, yes.
Strange when you ask me such a question, am I standing or am I sitting? Because, in a sense, I'm doing neither. I suppose you could say I'm suspended in space.
Are you really?
Yes. Just imagine you being suspended in space.
Yes, my dear, I'm a big sport.
And you often are, you know.
Yes, I have that feeling sometimes.
If only you could see yourself, which possibly you will one day, out of the body. You know.
Yes.
Be a great revelation to him.
Oh, thank you.
But you sleep pretty well, don't you?
Well, rather better now than I used to.
Well, I thought you were improving in
yes,
your sleep.
Yes, yes. First thing in the morning, though, I do feel I'm putting on something very heavy that's holding me back.
Well, that's getting back into the body, darling. <anyway. laughs> Oh, this is marvellous to talk to you like this. I'm so thrilled, so excited, and so happy. I wish I'd come and talk to you every week.
Yes. Well...
Oh, of course, you come as often as you can, about once a fortnight, isn't
it? Yes, it is about that, yes, yes.
I'd like to talk to you every day.
Well, it's a great honour to be able to come, because Mr. Flint is about our only medium for this, really.
Well, I don't know much about other mediums, frankly, but I shouldn't think there's a better one. If there is, I'd like to know.
Well, there isn't. Yeah, well, that's... You are not subject to changes in temperature, are you, on your side?
No, no changes in temperature, and I'm not conscious of it, and I'm sure there isn't. Yeah. I should know if there were.
Well, that's very, very nice.
No, it always seems to be a very comfortable warmth and brightness without glare. Mm. It's very difficult to explain.
It must be lovely.
And yet, I wouldn't like you to think that we don't have shadows, because I think shadows are very important. Some people might give the impression that our world is sort of luminous, and yet there are no shadows. Well, there are shadows, but they're not heavy shadows.
Oh, I like shadows, don't you?
Yes, I do.
They give sharpness.
I think you must have light and shade. You can't have complete glare. You can't have just brightness, as it were, without some shadow. I think it would be rather trying.
Yes, yes.
And yet at the same time, we're not subject to the sun. It's a sort of celestial light, I suppose you could call it.
Yes.
I know of no other way of explaining it. There's such beauty here. Such yes. beauty. I wish... Well, of course you do see, but I wish you could remember it all.
Yes, occasionally I bring back a little glimpse of it all.
I wish I could come and give you a big hug and kiss before I go, darling.
Yeah, well, that would but be almost too much.
I want you to know that I'm constantly with you. I'm very conscious of all your needs. I'm very conscious of the day-by-day happenings, the trivialities sometimes, perhaps, but nevertheless, I never want you to feel that I'm a long way away.
Yes.
Although I've progressed, as you might say, I'm still, to some extent, very close and very conscious of the material side of things, as they affect you.
Oh, yes.
I look forward to that. Being together again, you know that.
Yes.
I have to go in a minute.
Well, you've done wonderfully well.
It's been lovely talking to you, and I shall look forward immensely to the next time.
Yes.
And tell Con not to worry about him, he's fine.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye, my dear.
Oh, she will be pleased.
God bless.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Mickey.
Lovely sitting.
Wasn't it wonderful?
Lovely today.
Yes, it was really non-stop. Really, it was lovely.
Very clear, wasn't it?
Thank you. But then last time I felt that I'd never heard anything quite so good. It was so clear.
Of course, he's getting more and more used to it.
Yes, of course, it is a matter of practice, isn't it? I did. Well, I must ask Mickey sometime, next time I can, perhaps. I want to know just a little bit more about his background. Is it 25 years since he passed over?
Mickey?
About that, yes.
Ooh.
From that
More like 30
now. Is it really? Mm. Yes, and I suppose... So.